Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, today is Daffodil Day. You'll see people out and about on the streets across the country collecting money to raise vital funds for the Irish Cancer Society. And so I decided it might be a good opportunity to be a little proactive myself and get my own health checked. So I went along to have my skin checked.
I'm Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists, where we are right now. And I'm also a clinical professor at University College Dublin.
We want to look at raising awareness around skin cancer in Ireland. How common, first of all, is this in Ireland?
So there's about 13,000 cases a year. It's by far the most common cancer that we see in Ireland. So there are multiple types of skin cancer, but we grade them into two. There's melanoma, which is the much more dangerous type. There's about 1,000 cases of that a year and the most common cause of cancer death. It's one of the most common causes of cancer death in young people. And unfortunately, it's increasing in frequency. And then there's non-melanoma skin cancer, which isn't as serious, but still grow and sometimes can metastasize. That's basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. And they're incredibly common. And actually, the rate of non-melanoma skin cancers will have doubled by 2040. Two reasons for this. One being that we have an aging population. So as you get older, every year you have more UV cumulative damage. And then the other thing is that lots of us are going on sun holidays and getting lots of sun. So we have a really significant problem with skin cancer burden in this country now and capacity to treat it.
Do we understand what it is? Like, do we as patients or as members of the public, do we know enough about skin cancer?
You know, I think there is great growing awareness about it. But despite this, I don't think our sun safe practices have improved enough. I think one of the things we've gotten better at as a country is recognising the more dangerous type of skin cancer, which is called melanoma. So I think people know at this point, and hopefully they know, to look out for changes in their moles. So changes in size, shape, colour. We call it the ABCDE of melanoma. A is for asymmetry, B is for borders, C is for colour. So if there's different shades of colour within the same mole, D is for diameter. If you have any mole that's bigger than 6 millimetres, especially a new mole, just get a check by your GP. And E is evolving, so any changes. So we have gotten much better, or patients have gotten much better at catching these earlier. I think the other type of skin cancer can be much harder for someone to recognise, because often with BCCs, basal cell carcinomas, or SCCs, and these are much more common, by the way, than melanoma. They look like a little bump in the skin, or sometimes a non-healing wound, and people just don't pay any attention to it, and we pick it up when they come for another reason. So I think any unexplained bump or cut in your skin, really, really important to check it out. Our GPs are actually great at dermatology here in Ireland. We're very lucky that way. And they will send you on to a dermatologist if it is a concerning lesion. In terms of what's causing it, by far the biggest factor is UV damage. So UV causes mutations within the skin. And over time, these mutations trigger a cancerous growth. What I don't think we understand very well in Ireland is that it's not the 2 weeks in Spain that causes your skin cancer. It's often the day-to-day stuff in Ireland. That daily dose of UV, when it's overcast and it's cold outside, we are getting UV every single day, and we're even getting it through the windows. So we'll see far more skin cancer change on the right-hand side of the face in Ireland, because we drive on the right-hand side. In the States, it's the opposite, because you drive on the other side too. So being really careful about that as well, that you're, you know, where possible, swapping out your moisturiser for a sunblock moisturiser every morning. That small step can make a big difference, particularly for the non-melanoma skin cancers. Right.
When people go to their GP and maybe they're in about another query, perhaps they might ask them about, you know, something on their skin or a spot or a mould. Do you need, like, should we be going for a skin check or a skin consultation? Like, is that something that we as members of the public should be doing?
So there's never been any screening program, so we can't really tell whether if you screened people, you know, once a year, you know, head to toe, once every 2 years, would we pick up melanomas earlier? And to be honest, Andrea, we don't have the capacity to do it here. You know, even for serious problems, people can't get into a dermatologist either publicly or privately
But it's kind of self-diagnosis, isn't it? Like, we as the public have to look at something on our skin, acknowledge that there might be something awry with it, bring ourselves, present to a doctor, and then find out.
Absolutely, and that's usually the case. And I think if we can do good enough public health, you know, education campaigns, even in schools, you know, looking at moles and things like that, and with the general public, I think that would probably be more helpful than trying to institute a screening program when we don't even know is going to make a difference and will completely capsize the dermatology system when we have lots of serious dermatological conditions and known skin cancers we need to deal with first. So I think it is about awareness of what to look out for, but also safe skin practices. Like, one of the biggest things I actually say to people is that it's more important to get sunblock on your kids than onto yourself. So when you are under the age of 18, your skin is less tolerant of the UV changes. It's more likely to make mutations because of our DNA repair mechanisms. So a lot of your skin cancer or your UV burden that's going to cause skin cancer actually happens before you're even 18. So if you can get your kids into the habit of putting on sunblock, but things like that can go so far, because once somebody's in a routine of doing that sort of thing, they continue to do it.
Yeah, okay.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
So how do you, you know, or even any GP by way of a consultation, what do you use to try and look at skin cancer, or how do we identify if somebody has skin cancer?
So anyone who comes to me for a medical dermatology appointment, it doesn't matter what it's for, whether it's for acne, rosacea, if they've got an itchy ear, they all get a full skin check. And I check every part of their skin visually with my own eyes and also with a dermatoscope, which I'm showing here now. But that is, it's like a magnifying glass that we can look in and see the pigment network of moles, which really helps us work out if it's benign or potentially malignant. And that's really, really helpful. If I find something that looks like it could be a skin cancer or is becoming very atypical on its way to becoming a skin cancer, then I bring them to get a surgery done, so a biopsy or a surgery. There's also mole mapping devices we have in Surgical Institute Dublin next door, which allows people, especially people who have lots of moles, to track their moles every year so that we can help them detect new moles or changing moles, especially if they have lots and lots of them. So I think, you know, a dermatologist seeing your skin is really, really helpful.
Okay. Will we take a look?
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
So I'm looking at every pigmented lesion here on your body, first with my eye, and then looking down through my dermatoscope to look at the pigment network to work out exactly what I'm looking at and making sure that it's benign.
Now, can I ask a stupid question? How do you know the difference between a freckle and a mole?
Moles are more distinct and they have a pigment network, whereas freckle is more pigmentation of the skin. So it's like the whole skin, you know, your skin cells have dumped pigment into it, and it's all a uniform colour.
Because you often hear people say when they go on holidays, oh, I've come back, I'm very freckly since I've come back
exactly.
from holidays.
Yeah.
So So these are things that they come and go depending then on the season.
The amount of pigment in the skin at that time, exactly.
Okay, but the mole will stay the same all year round.
Stay the same, yeah. So today we did a full body skin check. So that was looking at every part of Andrea, whether she liked it or not, even between her toes, checking for any abnormal skin lesions, pigmented lesions. Also looking at her general skin health, her UV exposure, any damage on her skin. That's always part of an all-over dermatology consultation.
And this is something that people should try to familiarise themselves with. I actually find this kind of frightening.
Sorry, lots of people are scared of me.
No, but as in, because it's probably down to my own lack of awareness or like around my skin health. And actually, you know, it's very informative to find out what I should be looking out for and the difference between things that I thought might be problematic moles, that subsequently aren't.
And actually, that's so true, Andrea, because, you know, often people think they know what they're talking about when it comes to moles and freckles. And I'll ask them, you know, they come for some other reason, and I'll tell them I just need to check all of their skin for their moles. And I say, oh, but I don't have any moles. And then I'm showing them moles all over their body, and they're like, oh my gosh, I thought these were freckles. I didn't think I had to keep an eye on these. So I think that's a really important thing as well. Just getting to know your body in general, not just from a skin perspective. I think in all realms of our health, just knowing what's normal for you, and if something changes, knowing to act on it.
That's consultant dermatologist Katrina Ryan from the Institute of Dermatology. It's a fascinating experience, and I would recommend people, you know, go and get it done whenever they can, or even with their GP. I mean, even just to learn about what to look out for. What's the difference between a freckle and a mole, and what is involved? And she talked about the dermoscope, and it, you know, you basically strip off and she goes around with a kind of a magnifier and looks at different things and points them out to you. And we froze off one or two non-malignant bits, and that's it, job done, and you come back in 2 years. So my thanks to Katrina Ryan for joining us in recognition of the Daffodil Day, of course, for the Irish Cancer Society, and plenty of people out fundraising for that.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.